Senior U.S. defense officials say the war in Iraq is going according to plan, but they say coalition forces are bracing for trouble as they move ever closer to Baghdad. Several American soldiers are missing in fighting in southern Iraq. But General Richard Myers, chairman of the military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, is disputing Iraqi claims that an Allied aircraft has been shot down over Baghdad and that its air crew may have ejected into the Tigris River.
As far as we know, all planes are reported to be safe, and so we don't think that's a good report at all. We don't think there are any pilots that have parachuted near the river or anywhere in Iraq.
General Myers, appearing on a televised interview, says despite the missing soldiers, so far the war appears to be going smoothly for coalition forces. They have advanced to within 160 kilometers of the capital with minimal losses. But General Myers is predicting Iraqi resistance may soon make conditions much tougher.
There's no prediction of the future. This is going to get a lot harder. Anybody that thinks this is going to be quick and easy is wrong.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, appearing on another television show, says it is impossible to predict how long the war will last or how many lives will be lost.
How long is not knowable. How many casualties is not knowable. And that's just the only honest thing anyone can say.
General Myers says it is hard to say whether Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein is still in firm control of his country's armed forces. Mr. Rumsfeld says he hopes Saddam will still surrender before the fighting intensifies, but the defense secretary is not optimistic about the prospects for that.
I don't know. I hope he does. It'll save lives. I think it's probably unlikely.
Meanwhile, coalition aircraft have dropped more leaflets over Iraq with new instructions to Iraqi civilians about how to stay safe. The leaflets encourage Iraqis to stay in their homes and away from buildings with military weapons nearby. Alex Polita, VOA News, The Pentagon.